your mind. If it is, you've come to the right place. It's the Good Day Weekend program. Dr. Ken Kronhaus is here. My name is Doug Steffen, and we are here to take the thoughts and ambiguities you may have and put them into reality. I'm huffing and puffing because
we're going to make them nice and clear.
I couldn't find my glasses. So, now I have them, and we're here to tell you the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. The doctor is Dr. Ken, 888-553-7536. This program appears on the air every weekend at this time. It is the most listened to health and information program on the radio and on the internet. Dr. Ken's been doing this with me for a long time. We do it live every weekend, 52 weeks a year. So let's get started. It's Easter weekend. People are out and about eating, and eating some more. Candy is such a big part of this, even though it hasn't got anything. I mean, it's funny how traditions are carried on from year to year, generation to generation. I don't even remember how the candy thing got started. I don't know that I ever knew, because we never talked about it in Sunday school. And for you, it's Passover. How important is all of this when it comes to people and their health holidays? Ken, how do you think people feel when it comes to holidays? They overdo it. Sometimes they eat too much and drink too much, and then it takes its toll. Isn't Monday morning the morning when cardiologists have the most work?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Just the change in the routine.
Yeah.
And sometimes people just overdo it. Then you have to get up early and get back to work, and all those stressful hormones are peaking in the morning. And the most common time that you get heart attacks, the most common time you're most vulnerable is in the morning, and the most common time of the week is Monday morning. So you just have to get out of bed real slowly and gently on Monday morning, and you'll be okay. I think a lot of the eating regarding holidays is a lot based on tradition, you know, what we did as kids. I think as we get older, we want to pass that down to our own kids, and we want to simulate that as adults. It brings back a lot of good memories.
Yep, it does. So at any rate, we're here to help you. Dr. Ken has an easier to understand way about him. So let's get started with some of the news. A lot of drug news this week, Ken. Where do we start?
The FDA, Doug, incredibly was very busy, and I have some wonderful, wonderful news. You know, as I was a medical student and a medical intern and resident at Duke University, we really had almost nothing that we could do for our MS patients, our multiple sclerosis patients. We all remember Annette Funicello, many of us do. One of the famous
Mousketeers,
and we all had a crush on her. And I wasn't alive when it was originally on. I saw the reruns of many years, decades later, and got a crush on her.
Right.
And but it was so horrible when we learned that she had MS. And there's an incredible breakthrough this week. The FDA has released a drug, and this looks like it may be a drug that's really going to help about 400,000 Americans and more than 2 million people worldwide. It's a huge problem, have multiple sclerosis. Many of them, unfortunately, are women, and they're first stricken in their 20s. That's why this is a very sad, heartbreaking disease. It's believed to occur when the body's immune system, Doug, attacks the insulation around the nerve fibers, causing symptoms like difficulty walking, blurred vision, and fatigue. It often presents as double vision or blurred vision. And, you know, if you have a little bit about that, don't panic, but this is one thing you have to think about. And Doug, you're going to like this because you're always fascinated about how do they come up with this to treat that. Just listen to this one. Are you ready?
I am ready.
The chemical once used to treat sofas, I'm not making this up, until it was used to treat sofas until it was found to cause rashes and blisters in people who sat on them. It's now poised to become this major therapy for multiple sclerosis. The FDA has approved the chemical. It's dimethyl fumarate, and it will be sold by Biogen under the name Tecfidera, T-E-C-F-I-D-E-R-A. It's the third of a spate of oral drugs that are transforming the treatment of multiple sclerosis. Tecfidera is expected to become a blockbuster drug because of its combination of efficacy and relative safety and the convenience of being a pill. I know many MS patients who've delayed therapy waiting for this to come out, and it just offers a more favorable clinical profile than other oral or injectable first-line options. This is a big deal, Doug.
A big deal. Well, there are a lot of big deals to talk about. And we need to share a lot of the information with you as we go through the course of the morning. A lot of drug news, medical news in general, things that Dr. Ken wants you to know that come from his own experience as a cardiologist in Florida. And so try your luck at getting through to us. Now's a good time as we get started with the discussions at 888-553-7536. The men who are listening to us right now and the women who appreciate having a good man around, and that can be defined in any number of ways, have found a great solace. I think that's probably the word, in knowing that as you get older, that doesn't mean you have to get that things fall apart. Doesn't have you can if you let it, but if you want to keep your body tuned up and ready for action, and that's meant in the nicest way. I read a letter from a fellow who sent this along talking about T-Gen. He'd been taking it for 4 or 5 months and tried 3 or 4 other products, because there are a lot of these things, Ken, that are on the market, and they basically claim to do the same thing. But this fellow found that he had the best luck with T-Gen, and that's because it improved his libido, his performance, his functions. He exercised more, enjoyed it more. So, men, if you have been talking about doing something, you've heard a lot of conversation about all of these testosterone products, why don't you try this one? Dr. Ken, give us a little bit more info from your perspective.
I'm getting a lot of emails about this one. So, guys, everywhere you look, there is a new testosterone product. I watch TV. I listen to the radio. I see them all the time. Because boosting free testosterone, it will improve your sexual desire and even enhance muscle mass when you exercise. So what guy doesn't want a little more of this and that? But the little-known secret is boosting both free testosterone and nitric oxide at the same time. It'll take your experience to a whole new level. And in fact, your body also needs nitric oxide to improve blood flow. Us cardiologists love nitric oxide. It's so healthy for the blood vessels, and it maximizes libido and performance. And introducing T-Gen with NitroBoost, with these ingredients that are clinically shown to safely, that's why I like it, and naturally, that's why Doug and I like it, raise free testosterone levels while at the same time boosting nitric oxide in your body when and where it counts.
800-317-9865. That's the number to call for T-Gen with NitroBoost. 800-317-9865. And when you mention Dr. Ken, you'll get 2 bottles of NitroBoost absolutely free. 800-317-9865. Take Dr. Ken's advice. Get things working well in your body. That number again is 800-317-9865.
If you have gout and think a few attacks a year are all you have to worry about, think again. Fact is, gout can attack silently, even between flares. You may not feel it, but gout's root cause, high uric acid, can allow crystals to continuously form and build up in your joints. Over time, this may lead to attacks in other joints, constant pain, and joint destruction. So don't wait. Get more information at goutinfo.com and talk with your doctor about ways to keep your uric acid at a lower, healthy level.
888-30... Wait a minute. I got to get the right number. I got all these 800 numbers I use through the course of the week. How about I do the right number for Dr. Ken? 888-55-DR-KEN, which is 888-553-7536. Let's go back to the drug news here, Ken. The first of its kind diabetes drug that has been introduced this week. I thought there were a lot of diabetes drugs around.
There are, but an the big picture here, Doug, is you often hear this, oh, there's this new drug, oh, there's another new drug, but usually, and doctors call these lookalikes, usually they're just tiny little variations of the same drug, and it's not a whole new class of medication that works by a unique mechanism. This doesn't happen very often in medicine, but it happened this week, where we got a new, whole new family of medication for attacking a big problem, type 2 diabetes, because of the obesity epidemic. And for many, the traditional blood sugar lowering medications don't work. So the FDA again was busy. They approved a first of its kind diabetes drug, for this one from Johnson & Johnson. It uses a new method to lower blood sugar. It actually flushes it out of the patient's urine. The name of the drug is called Invokana, Invokana. The tablets are for type 2 diabetes. This affects an amazing estimated 26 million Americans. That's a lot of people. It's a once-a-day medication. It works by blocking the kidneys from reabsorbing sugar, which occurs at a higher level in patients with diabetes than in healthy patients. The drug, it's a first in a new class of medications, and it could help address this nation's growing diabetes epidemic, which is a huge problem. It differs from the older drugs. Metformin is the typical drug that we use here. The older drugs work by shrinking the amount of sugar absorbed from food and then stored in the liver. And the most common side effects of Invokana are yeast infections and also urinary tract infections due to the higher amounts of sugar passing through a patient's urine. The drug also can cause a sudden drop in blood pressure when a patient stands up, which can lead to dizziness or fainting. So if you use this drug, before you get out of bed, and I recommend this to most people, you just want to contract and extend at the elbows and the knees. Just get the blood flowing when you get out of bed. It's a very stressful event. Just sit on the edge of the bed, put your feet on the edge, and just sit first, and then make sure you feel good, and then stand up and start a great day.
Start all over again. 888-553-7536. I have a new 888 number that I use, and so it gets stuck in my mind. But Dr. Ken is available now at 888-553-7536. He's got lots of background information as a cardiologist. And as a cardiologist, he sees lots of people who have high cholesterol and high triglycerides. That's basically the bottom line. If you can take care of that, Ken, you can take care of most of the problems people have with heart attacks and circulatory diseases and stroke, right?
Absolutely. High cholesterol, it's a serious condition, Doug. It can, as you're suggesting, lead to heart attacks, heart disease, and also strokes. As a cardiologist, I do always seek the safest, most effective ways to lower cholesterol in all my patients. There's this new all-natural approach from Italy. It might be right for many of you listening. Cardiol's 9 natural ingredients. They work together to lower cholesterol levels. They also help to reduce the bad fats in your blood. These are known as triglycerides. We use Cardiol with many of our patients because we've seen excellent results in as little as 30 days. I like it, again, because it's safe, it's FDA registered. Cardiol is also easy to take, just one capsule a day.
Lowering your cholesterol begins also with knowing what your cholesterol number is. So when you call for your 30-day supply of Cardiol at 888-809-6424, ask about the cholesterol starter kit. It helps you read your blood level, and you'll know how all the numbers stand. That's 888-809-6424. The cholesterol numbers and lowering your cholesterol, it's 888-809-6424 for Cardiol.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is renovation teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
Gardeners, here comes another growing season, but don't use last year's soil. Maximize yields in your survival garden with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 is an organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant that provides a broad spectrum of beneficial microorganisms, enzymes, trace minerals, vitamins, and various organic acids. EM1 helps regulate the soil's pH level and its soil microbes, improving moisture retention and drought tolerance. Remember last year's dry conditions? EM1 from Terraganics is safe, chemical-free, and certified for use on all organic farms. It improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, and gives up to 20% more nutrient value in fruits and vegetables and greatly increases shelf life. And EM1 is so simple to use, just mix with water and apply. This year, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics, life's getting better.
After the hour, it's Easter weekend. Dr. Ken Kronhaus is here to take your call at 888-553-7536. Jake is in Macon, Georgia with a good question for you, Dr. Ken. Jake, go ahead, please. You're on the air live. Happy you called.
Well, good morning, and I really enjoy your show. I've called in before. I used to take Coumadin for AFib, and now I take Pradaxa, but there's a, and it's two pills a day, and they have a couple of new ones out that you only take one a day, and I've asked my cardiologist about that, and he said you could switch. And I'm just wondering if Dr. Ken feels that the two new ones are as good as the Pradaxa. I know the Coumadin's kind of a shaky one, so I went to Pradaxa.
Jake, Jake, what you're talking about is atrial fibrillation. It's the most common irregularity of the heart rhythm. It's when the top of the heart beats like a bag of worms. It affects over 2 million Americans. The older you get, the more likely you're going to get it. People around the holidays get holiday heart from binging on alcohol. It can cause it. A lot of different causes of this atrial fibrillation. We could spend an hour just talking about all the different causes. But the big problem is that it dramatically increases the risk of having a stroke because clots form in the upper chamber, then they're propelled out into the circulation in the brain and cause a stroke. And so therefore, unless there's a contraindication to strong blood thinning, in the past we used Coumadin. The problem with Coumadin is that there's a narrow therapeutic window between safe use and horrible bad side effects, and you have to get your blood checked at least every 4 weeks to make sure you're on the right dose, sometimes much more often. And the real breakthrough is what you were talking about, the Pradaxa, because there's a single dose. You don't have to get your blood checked to make sure you're at the right dose, but it was twice a day. And now we have two more. There's Eliquis and there's Xarelto. My favorite of the group, boy, you're going to put me against the corner and put the flashlight in my eyes and make me commit myself. I actually like the Xarelto. It's once a day, and, you know, I think it's a little easier, and it may, in some of the studies, be shown to be a little more effective. The one little thing that I'm a little still concerned about these very strong blood thinners, instead of using them as a substitute for Coumadin, the nice thing about Coumadin is that I have an antidote. If I give you too much accidentally, which I always try not to do, but you know, a doctor does this enough, they're going to have times when you get too much. Because Coumadin interacts with other drugs, you unintentionally take and don't even realize it, over-the-counter things. Sometimes you decrease your green vegetable intake and your blood levels become too effective and your INR goes up. If it gets above 6, it's supposed to be 2 to 3 for atrial fibrillation. That's a medical emergency. But I can give you some vitamin K and quickly reduce this and get rid of the effects and save you from a horrible outcome, bleeding into your brain. That's what we really fear with this. You can have also bad bleeding in the stomach and intestines, but we can usually maintain that. It's bleeding into the brain that we really fear. The problem with these more easier drugs to take, the Pradaxes of the world, Xarelto, Eliquis, is that the problem is that there's right now no antidote. So if you take this and you suddenly start bleeding, you know, it's not a good day. And that's the one little concern I still have. And the drug companies, there's three of them who are behind these different drugs, are extremely actively trying to find an antidote that quickly stops the effects of these drugs. But we don't have it yet. It's a small concern, but it's a realistic concern. And I just put that out there to make sure you're aware of it.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
You're welcome, sir. Thanks for the call. 888-553-7536. Email to Dr. Ken at drkenshow.com or to Doug at dougstefan.com. Here's an email from Richard who writes, if my doctor has ordered a lot of tests for me, does that mean they're being more thorough? Huh.
Well, you know, that's a good question. And it depends what the problem is. The way to deal with this is, you know, you ask your doctor, and if a doctor is uneasy about answering this, then you have to be suspicious. But I love when patients ask me if it's not clear to them, because I always try to make it clear to the patient why we're doing this test and what information we need that we don't have and how it's going to affect how we proceed. And often people have symptoms or signs that are mysterious and they can be due to multiple things. And in order to get the diagnosis, you need to do more studies. The answer to this question is, if you don't have the diagnosis, then you need to continue on and do some studies. But if things are just being done haphazardly in one big bolus, then I'd be a little suspicious.
I think that a lot of people think if the doctor is adding a test upon test upon test to your routine, that you'll automatically lead a longer and healthier and happier life. I think that's nonsense.
Well, that's not true, because sometimes you pick up things that you would not normally have acted on and don't necessarily...
You said what I said isn't true?
No, what you said I think is true.
Oh, okay.
But there's no one-size-fits-all answer to this question. Yeah. And the way to go about answering it is... ask your doctor what the indication is for the test and how it will affect what we ultimately do. Because if the test isn't going to change what you do, why do it?
Why do it? 888-553-7536. Do yourself a favor. Join Dr. Ken right now for a Q&A about what's going on in your body with your health.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free. Contains all natural and certified organic ingredients. Contains no preservatives or animal products. Supports a healthy digestive and immune system. Supports weight loss. Improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Your freedoms are on the line. The Second Amendment is in danger. How soon before your freedoms are taken away? What can you not live without? What is your greatest dependency? Is it your guns? Is it your home? No, it's food. It all boils down to the food supply. Tyrannical governments control people by controlling their food supply. Don't be dependent. Be self-sufficient. Don't wait for the government to feed you. Feed yourself. I can warn you, but I can't feed you. Do like Alex has done and get a supply of food from eFoods Direct. It's the best long-term storable food on the planet. Get the popular Mega Patriot Pack free. A 24-day supply of food plus stove, cook pot, and fuel. Call 800-250-1857 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get up to 20 Mega Patriot Packs free with purchase. Build your food supply. Be in control. Be self-sufficient and be a patriot. Call 800-250-1857 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get your free Patriot Pack today.
Dr. Ken on this Easter weekend. Come join us. I'll answer all your health care questions. No bills, no paperwork, no little waiting, not much. 1-888-55 Dr. Ken. I've been in medicine for a long time, and there's almost nothing I haven't seen at least once. I'm a practicing cardiologist in Central Florida, spokesperson for the American Heart Association, but I'm a trained medical scientist, trained internist. I'd like to help you get to the next step. I'll give you easy-to-understand, practical answers to all your healthcare questions, evidence-based, taken from traditional medicine, even from alternative medicine, but all of it evidence-based, blended answers, simplest, gentlest, kindest way to get to the next step, and we'll help you. If you've been to the doctor's office, it's hurry in, hurry out, and often we remember all our questions in the parking lot. Right. Let me help you. Let me bring up some other sources of options for you, and if you don't have an answer to what's going on with you, let me help you get to the next step. 1-888-55 Dr. Ken, toll free in all of our 50 American states. 1-888-55 Dr. Ken. One more time. 1-888-553-7536.
What I hear more often than not from people is they just want the truth. Tell me the truth, doctor. Tell me, even if I don't, I'm not going to get the outcome that I want. People need to know what the truth is, and that's what's good about you and your style.
Doctors, remember, I think that was from the movie, where the guy says, you just can't handle the truth.
Yeah, right. That's from A Few Good Men, Tom Cruise,
yes,
and that's the exchange between him and Jack Nicholson.
That was impactful.
Yeah, it's a great movie. Next up is Judy, who's calling us from Maine. Happy Easter, if it applies, Judy. We're happy you called. What can Dr. Ken do for you?
Yes, hello. My husband is on chemotherapy for multiple myeloma.
Oh, bless his heart.
He is having what you have discussed just earlier, atrial fibrillation, and they are suggesting him to have, what are you supposed to have? A pacemaker. And he was wondering if you suggest that he should have it while on chemo.
Well, I don't think the two should be decided together. If he needs a pacemaker, you got to do it. It's not dependent on what else is going on.
Okay.
We're all born with a spark in the heart and then wiring. And there's an electrical impulse that allows the heart to nicely, in a coordinated manner, relax and fill and pump blood. And if this nice, orderly, rhythmic function doesn't occur with a spark and then the transmission of this electrical impulse on the wiring of the heart, you know, it doesn't matter what's going to happen next. You can't live. So if all a pacemaker is a spark and a couple of wires, and it keeps the heart from not stopping. And if he really needs a permanent pacemaker, if he doesn't get it, his heart is going to stop, and that's not a good day.
So, one of the things, if I may ask a few questions, my father had the same thing. He didn't have chemo because he didn't have cancer, but he had, from when he was in his 50s, problems with fibrillations. And at one point when he was in his 70s, he did get a pacemaker. And then as he went through treatment and life, they said, you know what, this wasn't necessary. So it's got to be a very individual thing. Sometimes this one-size-fits-all treatment. If I'd have known what I know now back then, I would have put him on magnesium when he first started having fibrillations, and it would have taken care of the whole thing. But that's not something that the medical community, they're happy to give you, what is it, digoxin or digidox, something like that for fibrillations, isn't that?
We don't use much digoxin anymore. We now use more a group of medications to slow the heart rate down, called the calcium channel blockers, often Cardizem we lead off with. And if that usually will slow the rapid lower heart part of the heart beating, and then we usually add another drug to convert the heart to normal rhythm if we can.
Judy, I'm sorry, I didn't hear whether your husband's being treated for what kind of cancer with chemo?
Multiple myeloma.
Yeah. This is a blood cell.
All right, so could the two be related,
marrow.
Ken? Could there be a relationship between the two diseases?
No, he's had the atrial fibrillation for a long time. This has made it worse. It having the chemo has made it worse.
Is chemo the best treatment for this, Ken?
Absolutely. You can't survive multiple myeloma. It's a plasma cell tumor. It's a cell in the bone marrow that just takes over. And if you don't get rid of this, and often it's tricky to treat even in the best of hands, but there's no choice.
Where are you getting your work done, Judy? Where in Maine are you?
We're in Kittery. It's out of the York Hospital.
Okay. Why don't you go to Portland?
That has been a question. They are Boston.
Yeah,
we're in the middle of
Mass General or something.
Why are they saying that he needs a pacemaker? Atrial fibrillation usually is a rapid, very rapid heartbeat. Sometimes we have to use pacemakers because the heart beats so quickly we have to slow it down by actually cutting the connection between the top and the bottom of the heart, and then we put in a pacemaker so we can control very rapid heartbeats.
He has skips. And it's very heavy.
So he has pauses at times.
One day it could be one, two. Then another day it could be five.
5 seconds is what you're saying.
Let me throw in a little. I'm not the doctor, but I practice without a license.
Uh-oh, look out.
I'm going to tell you that you're foolish to... how old is your husband?
77.
Okay.
He was an excellent help until last.
Well, can I just say something? Doug says that, you know, people want it straight. You know, multiple myeloma is a horrible disease. It's just horrible. You know, if I think about the five horrible diseases that I wouldn't want on anybody, multiple myeloma is one of them. You know, it is a very difficult thing in the best of hands to treat, and it requires very toxic chemotherapy. And sometimes you get lucky, but often you don't.
Quality of life is an important thing. May I, though, suggest Brigham and Women's. I don't know if I'd go to Mass General for this. I'd go to Brigham and Women's if it was me, or Beth Israel. I'd get in the car on Monday morning, take the 2-hour ride down there, and find who it is that can give you the straight story.
Let me say one thing, because family is so important here. And it just, I mean this. I can hear in your voice, he's a lucky man. You really love him.
Good luck to you, Judy, and to your husband. 888-553-7536. It is, and maybe it sounds, for a lot of people who live in some of the rural areas, because this program is heard in hundreds of markets on hundreds of stations, and many of them are in a rural America. Many of the people that listen to my Good Day program that in fact are carrying this program, carry it because of my, I suppose, agrarian roots and my interest in what goes on in, some people call it small town America. There are very few things that I would tell you to leave at the farm or to leave in your small town, because mostly the quality of life there is better than it is in the big cities, from my point of view. That is not true with medical. I don't think that people who live, and you hear Ken say this too all the time, if you're 2 hours away from Minneapolis, go to Minneapolis. If you're 2 hours away from Cleveland, go to the Cleveland Clinic, Mayo Clinic. You don't want, in that circumstance, the local guys are not going to have the tools, the expertise to deal with stuff like that.
Just to be fair, you know, the local guys are very good.
I'm not saying they're not good.
Things.
Right, but routine things, but not like something like that.
Right, but the things that they don't see a lot of, you need to go to the...
Right.
And most people in their career, most primary care doctors in their career won't be treating themselves many multiple myeloma patients. They're going to refer them out.
Right, and that's what should have been done here, I think, anyway. 888-553-7536. Ben's listening in Vero Beach, WTTB. Maybe I'm going to try to stop in and say hi there on Wednesday. You probably won't be around, though, Ben, right?
Wow.
On Wednesday? No, I might not be.
All right. Anyway, what's your question for Dr. Kent?
Well, I talked to my primary about this, and I admit it's kind of a personal, gross kind of topic.
You can't gross me out.
There's nothing gross here.
Trust me.
Go ahead.
Okay. Well, it's I was having a bit of erectile dysfunction, the ED, and his first solution was lose weight. And I am down from 350 to 303.
Congrats.
And I've still got
another 100 pounds. Yep.
But congrats. That's a big accomplishment.
Yeah. Oh, thank you. And I had kind of one of those parking lot realizations where I forgot to mention that at the same time that the ED started, I had a case of hemorrhoids pretty bad. And I was just wondering if that could be linked.
Wait.
Exactly. And Doug's not talking about waiting for the bus.
No.
You know, obesity, you talk about what causes hemorrhoids, straining during bowel movements, sitting for long periods of time on the toilet, chronic diarrhea or constipation, obesity, pregnancy, and anal intercourse. Those are the causes.
All right. So what else you want to know, Ben? You done?
Oh, yeah, that's about it. Lose the weight.
Ben, let me also suggest, you know, you're a young guy, erectile dysfunction, get your heart checked out because, you know, that's the current standard. And you're obese, you have some risk factors, and I would make sure that they check your heart. Get at least a stress test because you shouldn't at such a young age be having erectile dysfunction.
It's a nasty piece of work. All right, sir. Good luck to you. 888-553-7536. Here, let's bring around to a much more pleasant topic. Let's move the body parts around, Ken, and go up to your mouth and your smile. You have a wonderful resulting in a sort of peaceful, easy feeling that people get when they clean up their mouth and fix their teeth, yellow stained teeth. No, Ken's going to fix that for you.
It's nothing like having a nice, clean mouth.
And a great smile.
It's really true. Great smile. And every day we sit here, Doug, we talk about health. Feeling good is a top priority, but looking healthy is just as important. And there's nothing that makes you feel and look more unhealthy and older than yellow stained teeth. And I'm going to tell you how to get rid of that ugly look. It's called Power Swabs. And we all use this because it's the only patented product that uses a naturally derived tooth detergent. It removes stains from your teeth. But best of all, it works amazingly. amazingly in just 5 minutes. Power swabs, it was developed by a real dentist, and there are no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 2 minutes, and your teeth are whiter within 5 minutes. And unlike normal bleach whiteners, power swabs does work on natural teeth as well as bonding, veneers, caps, and crowns.
So call right now, 800-867-4089, and get 50% off the retail price when you mention Dr. Ken. That's dialing 800-867-4089. It's a great way to really smile well, show off your teeth. It's really kind of neat that this was discovered by a dentist who did the work and found that there was a compound that was connected to coconut oil, and that's what it is. That's how it works. It's an all-natural power swabs way. You can try it risk-free with that 50% off at 800-867-4089.
If you have gout, listen closely. That's the sound of gout silently attacking joints between flares. You won't hear it, and you may not feel it, but if your uric acid level remains high, crystals can continue to build up in your joints. Over time, this may lead to attacks in other joints, constant pain, and joint destruction. So don't wait. For more information, go to goutinfo.com and talk with your doctor about ways to keep your uric acid at a lower, healthy level.
As Americans, we feel a great sense of pride and respect for the men and women who've served to protect our freedom. It's so important that we each do what we can to support our veterans once they return home. The Purple Heart Service Foundation provides many services and programs, not just veterans that have received the Purple Heart Medal, but all veterans. Some of their programs include processing veterans' claims for compensation, educational programs, job training, and medical care. They also assist in identifying and helping homeless veterans. If you have a car you no longer need, donating your vehicle to the Purple Heart Service Foundation will help to provide funding for their many exceptional veterans programs. All donations, whether it's cash or a car, are 100% tax deductible. For more information on how to donate a vehicle, call them today at 877-743-1631. That number again is 877-743-1631. For cash or credit card contributions, go to mophsf.org. That's mophsf.org.
This is your Daily High, and I'm Andy Greenberg. Well, I want you to take a pencil and paper, and here's what I want you to do. Once again, what is a major goal in your life? And then I want you to put down what is a minor goal in your life. Got it? Now what I want you to do is list the obstacles, and a blank sheet will not be acceptable. List the obstacles that are preventing you from achieving either this major goal or this minor goal. And then ask yourself, are these really true? Are these obstacles that are insurmountable? And then begin to plan these ways around these obstacles to make them work for you. Because you know what? An obstacle is when you put it there. That's why I forced you to do it. Get rid of those obstacles. Focus on the outcome. Focus on the achievement. Focus on the major and minor goals of your life. This is Andy Greenberg. Enjoy your Daily High.
Lots of charisma here on the Good Day Weekend program. Dr. Ken Kronhaus has it, and you can enjoy it by listening to him talk about anything from A to Z medically, 888-553-7536. Not only do we have this service on the air every weekend for a couple of hours, but Dr. Ken also produces the Good Day Health newsletter every week. And so this week, what do we have that's important? The latest news related to what?
The latest news and information on food, health, and your weight. And I want to apologize to all of you who are addicted to this newsletter. We had a technical issue, and the folks have worked it out. So if you've had trouble opening it up the past few weeks, and gosh, I've gotten a zillion emails, and it just tells me how much you enjoy this. That's the good, bad news of the story. We have fixed it. You should be able to open it and just enjoy it.
Dr. Ken writes about something that flies in the face of any kind of common sense. I'm reading this now. You know how we all talk about how these horrible, like Mayor Bloomberg, these carbonated soft drinks are horrible for you? Dr. Ken has found an exception to that. And so you can read all about it in the Good Day Health newsletter.
I hope Mayor Bloomberg gets his copy.
Yeah, I hope he does, too. DrKenShow.com or DougSteffen.com. Click on where it says you want to sign up for the newsletter. Put your email address in. You get it every week.
ceramic body armor is rated to stop six hits. But what about the seventh? Unlike ceramic or Kevlar, Infidel body armor is proven to take hit after hit, and it just won't quit. Reasonably priced and designed for the smart civilian prepper, Infidel stops hundreds of hits from small arms to high-powered rifles. That means safety and peace of mind. Buy yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel Body Armor just won't quit.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
The hour, the Good Day Weekend program. I'm Doug Steffen, along with Dr. Ken Kronhaus, who's here to help you medically at 888-553-7536. Here is an important question from Mike in Palm Springs, KPSI. Been a listener, or I don't know how long you've been listening, Mike. That radio station has been carrying this program for most of the life of the Good Day show, so it's one of our top affiliates. Good to have you here. What can we do for you?
Well, I'm celebrating 4 years of the best thing in talk radio.
Well, good for you.
Mr. Doug Steffen.
Thank you, Mike. Thank you.
But I think right now I need to see a doctor.
Well, and you got one here. You can't see him, but you can hear him.
Come on in, Mike. Welcome.
Yeah, Dr. Ken, thank you. I have type 2 diabetes and high blood pressure. I'm taking metformin, 500 milligrams twice a day. And the blood sugar is like 98 to 105, so that's, you know, pretty reasonable. The blood pressure, the other day I was at the store picking up my one of my prescriptions, and I sat down in the little check your blood pressure chair there, and my blood pressure was 175 over 105.
Ooh.
With a pulse rate of 80.
Mike, can I make a suggestion? I enjoy grocery shopping. When you go grocery shopping, go for groceries. Don't go to check your blood pressure, because there's studies show that it's inaccurate, and they're even. And I love the grocery stores, but it's been shown in some of the grocery stores they even make those blood pressure cuffs give you a higher number because they don't want the liability of missing a high blood pressure.
Yeah, you know, I was wondering about that because I mean I felt fine, you know, and I mean.
But you need,
like
all right, here's what you need, Mike. Ken's got, he recommends a home, and this is not something we get paid to do, but there's a home blood monitor that's not expensive. Ken, I forget what the name of it is. But why don't you...
I like MicroLife. I like Omron. I think every household in America should have an automated upper arm home blood pressure monitor.
What does Zona do for you? Isn't Zona?
Well, Zona treats
Zona?
It.
Oh, okay.
But what you need to do is you need to make sure that you're mentally and physically relaxed, because if you're not, the blood pressure will be higher, and we need to measure your baseline, your lowest. And if you don't believe me, you hop out of bed, grab that blood pressure machine and put it on, and then sit for 20 minutes and you'll see that upper number especially just drop down.
So, Mike, when's the last time you had it checked by a doctor or some medical professional practitioner?
Well, that's sadly, I'm unemployed. unemployed for a couple of years. And I don't have any insurance.
But
so.
If you do it yourself at home with a calibrated upper arm device, that
right.
is the best way to do it.
Yeah.
And then one other thing that bothered me too, Dr. Ken, was a couple of times last month and just a few days ago, I noticed my my feet and my ankles were like swollen. Mm-hmm. And my wife, you know, she's the doctor, she thinks mm-hmm. you know, it's water retention or something. But what would cause that?
Good questions. Was it on both ankles or just one?
Both.
And when you give me a second, and when you woke up in the morning, was it gone? Did it vanish?
Well, I'm at work right now, so I work like midnight till 8 in the morning, you know.
Mike,
and so when I got home,
Mike, work with me for a second. When you see this swelling, we call it edema. When you
right.
wake up in the morning, is it ever there? Does it vanish upon awakening?
Well, no, that's what I say in the morning when I got home and took off my shoes. You know, that's when I noticed it. And then
okay, but when you
after
wake,
I woke up
okay,
in the
when
afternoon
you wake up
bed,
in the evening,
No, it was gone because I had my feet elevated.
Okay.
You know?
So when you elevate your feet or when you lie down, it goes away?
Yes.
Okay, this is called venous insufficiency. It's not a serious problem. It's a nuisance problem. You have two-way traffic in the legs. The arteries
right.
bring it down, which is easy, but it has to get uphill against gravity in the veins. There are valves in these veins, and the valves sometimes, as we get older, don't work, so it just gets pulled down. Use gravity as your friend. Avoid prolonged standing. When you're sitting, elevate your feet. Get away from the salt. Ted hose, no one likes them, but they do work. And if those things don't work, then we don't like to, then we start the diuretics. There are some procedures now that are being used for severe venous insufficiency, but these are the options.
Yeah.
All right, Mike, I'm glad you're a listener. Hey, you better take Dr. Ken's advice because, as
Mike,
he says, frankly, we
calling.
Can't afford to lose any listeners. So take good care of yourself. How about that new drug you were talking about, Invokana, earlier? Is that something that would help him?
Well, it's a possibility. He sounds like his blood sugars are pretty good.
Yeah.
If it's not broken, don't fix it.
888-553-7536. As we continue another hour of your calls, your email, your thoughts, your questions to Dr. Ken Kronhaus, you can follow his blog at drkenshow.com as well. Email to Dr. Ken at drkenshow.com. 59 past the hour on Good Day.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit herbalhealer.com and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. Herbalhealer.com, working with the power of nature.